man who's got it made. Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah.
There he is.
Good morning.
Sean
Pauley. No, not good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Sean Pauley here. Chris Crocombe there.
Chris Crocombe right here.
Absolutely. We're doing our podcast. Did we do one last week or did we? I think we missed last week.
In a couple weeks.
Been a little infrequent, as everyone knows, and that's not the subject today. Not here to talk about. I've had some health problems as of late, and I can't always get everything done. But anyway, I'm feeling... feeling the best I felt today in a while. So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I got
that's
my stitches
good.
Out, my staples out. I had a shower and my wife got me a new shower chair and a bathtub thing, and it was A1, man. So it's good. It's all good.
Awesome. Life is good. Football starting soon, too. That's got to be a little bit.
It is. I can tell because the drafts are starting to line up. I got three drafts coming up. So, but you
yeah,
know what?
Yeah.
Nothing in the world I need more right now than a draft because I need the distraction. It's something to think about. Something to
Little
think about.
things, little things in life, eh?
Absolutely. I love fantasy football. I love football. You said it. You're right. It's my favorite time of year.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fall is my favorite time of year. And then
Yeah.
football's my favorite thing to watch. And fantasy is my favorite pastime. And then it leads to Christmas, my favorite holiday. So, of course, today is one of my favorite holidays. It's a big one. Today is National Waffle Day.
Well, nice.
Yes, sir.
Are you celebrating in any way? Did you have waffles?
We had waffles. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you have that on your calendar or how
I
does
did.
That look?
I did. Yeah. My
All
kids,
right.
and my granddoggie had waffles this morning too. They sent me a photo. So
do you have your own waffle iron?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right.
Yeah, I got it.
I haven't had a waffle in a long time. I'll be honest.
Well,
I do like waffles, although I'm not like a pancake waffle guy so much. Like, we used
I
to
am.
always go to the Waffle House in Florida when you head down to the States. You like you hit the Waffle House. I mean, it's just
You had to.
part of the process, right?
Yeah.
One of the classics. I mean, maybe they're all over the U.S., but I know they're in the South, right?
South for sure. And
Yeah.
they're greasy dives, man. But
Oh, man. Oh, man. The yellow benches, the yellow and brown maybe logo, the whole bit.
You watch them cook on the big griddle and they just pour this. They took a scoop of grease or whatever they're, and they just
This,
pour everything cooks on the same spot. But I was always a big, we have them here now, but when I was younger, we go down, I love Denny's and IHOP. And I was a big breakfast guy. Pancakes, everyone knows me, is my favorite food. So it's my,
IHOP,
yeah. But I mean, it's
yeah,
like having
of
a cake
course.
for breakfast. I mean, it's not good for you. I don't have it that often, but
No,
I
the
do
pastry
enjoy it.
breakfast.
I do enjoy it.
IHOP. And of course, you know, we have to shorten everything because it's too hard to say International House of Pancakes. But I mean, I remember going to the International House of Pancakes when I was a kid in California. And that was like, it was a big deal, right? If you go to the family to IHOP, as it were. But yeah.
Absolutely. And there's like all
Well,
this
that's good.
syrup on the thing. And yeah, I liked it.
It's funny how, you know, kind of every day has something associated with it these days. Like it's, you know,
Yes.
whatever.
Absolutely.
It's waffle day today, but who knows what it is. It's
Well, listen,
interesting
if
because
you're in a business, you should, I'm sure they should get together and promote that stuff. Why not? Like, we should have a mattress day or whatever, you know, like in the mattress business.
National Mattress Day.
Yeah,
National.
National Podcast Day.
There probably is one.
Probably. Well, I know they
All
actually,
right.
there's a sleep health month or something, a sleep month. I think it's May. I should know, but I don't. But anyway, I'm sure that was made
Well,
the industry, right? So.
yeah, interesting because, you know, now I'm looking this up, right? And National Music Day is Sunday, March 9th, 2025. We missed it, so we're a little off, but there is a National Music Day.
Okay, well, let's alter our subject. Let's do waffles today.
Just going to talk about
I can talk about waffles
waffles,
for an hour.
how
No
they make
problem.
you feel.
Different kinds of waffles, different toppings for waffles. Waffle fries, waffle knit
We'll be done
sweaters.
in about 10 minutes, maybe. I don't know. We could talk
No,
for a while, I'll say.
I could do it, but we're not going to do
You
that. We're not going to do that. So, a subject today that I've been pushing for a while. I'm really excited about talking about music. We're going to talk about music, and I don't think there's anybody in the world that doesn't like music in one way, shape, or form. I would be very surprised.
Yeah, I mean that's a grand statement. I probably most people do. I think that's a
Like I said,
reasonable
way,
statement.
shape, or form, you never know. Like it
It's true.
could be they
It's
like
true.
humming to themselves. Well,
Yeah,
that's music, you know,
it's
whatever.
true.
They could like
It's
listening to
true.
birds sing. That's music. There's a lot of different
It
forms.
is. It's true. Yeah, it's true.
So,
Yeah.
I'm before we I was going to say a fact right away, but you know what? Do you have a definition of music?
Yeah, I actually got a good one. It's music is the organized arrangement of sound and silence expressed through elements such as melody, harmony, rhythm that communicates emotion, ideas, or aesthetic experience to both the performer and the listener.
That is a beautiful definition.
Isn't it?
It
Yeah.
really is. I really like the silence part.
Me too. Me
Yeah.
too, right? Yeah.
I thought that was cool. It made
Me
me.
too, because you don't, I mean, there obviously are quiet moments and songs, whatever, but yeah, I thought that was interesting to add that in.
Sometimes the silent moments are the most powerful moments. Makes me, and one of my favorite songs is Sound of Silence. I mean, that song evokes a mood in me as soon as I hear it. You know, I don't even know what, I don't even associate it with anything particular, but it makes me feel a certain way, you know.
Yeah, there's that like rock acoustic ballad, like rock ballad version of it. You've heard that one, I'm sure.
I don't know. I'm only thinking of
Oh my God, I have that one on
Simon
my
and Garfunkel
playlist.
is what I'm thinking of. Send me that after the podcast. I'd like to hear it. Hello,
I
my
will.
friend. That's interesting. So I'm gonna jump right in. Music
Jump right in.
is 40 to 60,000 years old, and we're talking about music as an instrument music, like music played. So they said like the oldest known instrument is the Dijat, I'm not gonna say this right, but it's called the Dvagi Babe flute from the Netherlands, and it's 50,000 years old. And I was a little surprised it came from the Netherlands. I don't know why. That's not what I thought it was going to be. I didn't expect the Netherlands to be the birthplace of instruments, you know. But as far as music, depends on your definition of music, but they say that the oldest instrument is the human voice, and it's
Makes sense. Sure.
500,000 years old, because they said the very first human. So whether you're an atheist and you believe in evolution, which is 500,000 years ago, they think when humans started coming around, or say you're a Bible person and you believe in Adam and Eve, whichever who you think the first person is, that's your choice. But the first person, whether it was Eve or somebody else, they said that mother hummed or sang to their baby. They said there's never a mother that didn't soothe their baby. So they think the first music was definitely a mother soothing their baby.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, as our podcast is, it's very organic. I was just at a drum circle, and there was
Wow.
also a guy doing a sound bath, where you have glass, and we were talking about the origins of music, and you can imagine that, like, maybe even around a campfire, cavemen, somebody had a stick and they started beating it on a
For
rock.
sure. For
And
sure.
then they hit a different rock and it sounded different. They were like, oh wow, like that, all of a sudden
And then one
they're making music.
somebody hit Garbog's head because it had a certain tone. Tunk,
Exactly. And then somebody else's head was
tunk.
smaller and had a different
If we
tone.
throw this guy in the fire, he go, ah, oh, that's a good sound. Ah.
It's like interesting. So, like, when did the first person start dancing to that music, right? It's like,
I think we'd be surprised how long ago it happened, because I
It
think
would have
humans
been.
start, music is part of our makeup. It's part of our life. It is. And even like I said, I know there's some people more attuned to it or more into it, but I think it's all of us. The Actually, scholars believe that music was developed as a form of emotional communication and social bonding used in rituals to coordinate labor, tell stories, and strengthen community ties.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Cool.
that's not simple stuff. It was very important, you know. I know, like, even the First Nations, I mean, they didn't write their history down. They told it through story and through songs. I mean, they passed
Absolutely.
along for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So music was big part of their, and I wouldn't be, you know, I'd never be arrogant enough to think that I could discuss it in any sensible way. I'd like to have a, I would love to have a First Nation person on to talk about it. Maybe we will sometime. But,
Absolutely.
and then I even looked into music, not just from humans, from animals.
Wow.
Birds use songs for mating, for warning, to warn of danger. And they even teach their young. So I assumed a robin sounded like another robin because that's the way they were, but that's not the case. They learn to be sing like a robin from their mother and father singing like a robin. It's a taught. And
Okay. Wow.
if you took a robin baby and say it was brought
Yeah.
up by a chickadee, it would sing like a chickadee.
That is wild.
Isn't it?
Wow. So
Yeah.
it's not an innate
No.
thing.
No.
It didn't. Okay. Huh.
I
That's
mean, it's
interesting.
that bird.
I mean, I'm a big fan of birds, so I do love, I wake up early. I hear the first thing you hear in the morning is the birds.
Me too.
I've been living, staying on this farm. The first thing I hear in the morning is the rooster. But I do love waking up to the sound of the birds, and I certainly don't know that many, but I can certainly identify different birds by different songs. I find, it's very, yeah, it's very,
Robin, it's funny with robins because robins start the day here and they end
yeah.
the day and they have so many different sounds. Robins, it must be for different reasons or different times of day, but they have totally different sounds. It's wild. But I use that Merlin app with birds. I'm the same way. Like
Cool.
I love to, and then some weird bird will pop up I didn't see before and go, what is that doing here? And we're
Yes.
This isn't a bird podcast today, but we've been really into hummingbirds of late. We've got a couple of hummingbird feeders, and we've met
Yes.
them, and they just amaze me. Hummingbirds blow my mind, and they leave here in September and go to Costa Rica for the winter. And
Yes.
how does a hummingbird, a little tiny hummingbird, find his way to Costa Rica? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Yeah,
Don't get
it's
it.
amazing.
It is. And another one, just before I change subjects, I want to stick on animals. Just the obvious one was whales. Whales talk through song.
Yes.
They sing to each other, and the whales have been recorded. They've had 30-minute whale songs that have patterns and almost courses, just like a human being song. Like it does something, then it repeats something, then it does something else, then it repeats that again. I guess it's pretty intricate.
And they're so like kind of eerie.
Yes, very
Like
good
it's
word.
like, I mean, I think if we played one right now, it would like it almost gives you chills. It's like, wow, what? And I think because they're deep in the ocean and just the way it reverberates and the resonance of it's like it's strong, like it's loud, it's like and I feel like it carries for miles and miles and miles, like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they communicate with their babies.
Those are cool.
And the whale music does. I've listened to whale music sometimes as a soothing thing. I have it on my phone. And whale music, like you
Cool.
said, and it's amazing that an animal can make a sound, even the birds, that affect you and me and other people so deeply. We're not even the same species, and they make music that affects us. It's pretty incredible.
100%, and I think that I started to touch on it before we started the podcast, but like when you first presented the idea, and we have talked about music in a couple of other podcasts, I couldn't really remember exactly because I remember talking about Imagine by John Lennon. Well, anyway, we talked on another one,
Oh God
but
knows. Maybe we did music already. I don't know. How many
no,
maybe
well, it
we
wasn't
did.
the subject because I did go back, but we did on a couple. Anyway, I think it was more about it was something else. It was like we were talking about our past or things that made us. I think it was happiness and joy or something. I think that
Right.
was the one. But when you first presented it was just I think for me The podcast is always about, like, I try to think of what is our intention, right? What is it that we're sharing and why, and how would it benefit the people that are listening to our podcast? But exactly what you're saying. There's a lot of them. There is a lot of emotion attached to music, and it can be incredibly calming. Again, I was reading about it this morning, but it activates the limbic system in your brain, which is the emotional center of your brain.
Yep, absolutely.
So,
It actually
it can reduce stress, it can ease anxiety, it can improve your mood. There's so many benefits. So that when I thought about it, I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I even read a fact that I didn't even know. It comforts us. So the brain releases something called prolactin, which I'd never heard of before, prolactin.
Okay.
And it's a hormone produced to counteract mental pain.
Wow, yeah.
So music
Cool.
actually releases prolactin, and it's actually a hormone to counteract mental pain. So there's actually a physical response in our body that's making us feel better. It's not just like, oh, I like this song, I feel better. There's actually it's actually a chemical thing in our body happening to make us feel better.
Awesome.
Pretty
Yeah.
incredible. Pretty
It
incredible.
is. It is, yeah.
And something I touched on this morning, I was thinking about a lot, and I know you have kind of disagreed with me. I wouldn't say that's the right word, but I know in the past I like a lot of sad songs, and you sometimes like, yeah, man, you and your sad songs, you know, like.
Yeah.
But I do. I like sad songs. I just do.
Okay.
I mean, I like
No,
happy
not.
songs too, but I like
Yeah.
sad songs. And I looked it up, and there's a lot of good things. And again, it goes along with what we do. Sad songs. It helps us release pent up emotions. Helps us cry. It says sometimes
Absolutely.
we need a
Yeah.
good cry to make us feel better. Dealing with a tragedy,
Yeah.
with a relationship, and a sad song can help us release those emotions. Big benefit there.
100%, and it certainly can help you process grief, because actually, again, because I was struggling a little bit with this, I asked a couple people like about sad songs, because you even mentioned it specifically in the text to me, right? Like it says, oh yeah, I could talk about sad songs, and I was like, okay, because I'm
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I don't listen to a lot of sad songs, and that's just me. But I know that there are a lot of sad songs, and like literally all week, I'm singing Elton John's
Sad
sad
songs.
songs. They
Forever
say so much, I'll turn around.
on. Yeah,
So,
absolutely.
but of course, then again, it's a process. So I'm like, okay, what is it about it? But yeah, it like sad, like the benefits of sad music is that it can help you process grief,
Absolutely.
because, well, A, you may associate with something that they're talking about in this particular sad song, whether it's the loss of a loved one or whatever, and that we all know that when you hear someone else talking about it, it reassures you that in some way, shape, or form, you're normal and it's okay, and it's okay to cry.
You're not alone. You're not alone. That's the
You're
thing.
100% not alone. And so I think that it totally allows for like safe emotional expression. And and especially as men, not all men, but men have more difficulty with their emotions and crying. Like we've talked about it again on the podcast. Like you could be watching a Hallmark commercial and there's like a song in it and you're like, oh my God, and you just start crying.
Oh,
So
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of benefit to whether it's a sad song, whether it's a happy song, whatever, to
Well,
just
there's a song,
expressing your emotions.
there's a song called My Immortal by Evanescence. And this could have been yesterday. That's how clear it is in my mind. It was not in this house, it was my old house. And
Yeah.
my mom had committed suicide. And I was not crying a lot. I was dealing with all the things that needed dealt with. Other people, you know, just funerals and people and work and da 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 da. And then I remember it all kind of calmed down. I was sitting in my office and this song came on, and my wife happened to walk in, and I bawled and bawled and bawled and bawled. And it just the words, the music, it hit me. It was kind of about suicide and how I felt and why, and it was like the release I needed. I finally dealt with it emotionally. And to this day, if I hear that song, I just break down. It's immediately right back to that moment, like it was yesterday. And that to me is just the power of music. Like it did a lot for me. It really did.
For sure, for sure. And Evanescence, I mean, it's a woman.
Yep.
There's a man and a woman, I think, that are
Yep.
like the lead, but she sings primarily. She's got an incredible voice.
Absolutely.
Like,
Absolutely.
just.
I loved Evanescence. Evanescence back then. And that song, it wasn't even one of their biggest hits. It was just, it's a song it just
No, I
came
don't.
on.
I'm sure if you played it, I would know it. I can't. There's one other song that was a real big
No, the
hit,
big
but.
one was Wake Me Up. Wake Me Up Inside. Wake. Yeah, that was a huge one.
Wake
Yeah, but
me up.
to save me from this thing. Yeah, that was a huge hit. That's and another one, again, there's only another one that later on hit me about Mom was Hurt by Christina Aguilera. That song, oh my God, listen to the words of that and you'll know why. It's just about why, how I treated you when you were here and why I didn't say the right things. And it's the same thing. And just before I finish up this thought, another big
No.
one for me on sadness is Hurt. It's called Hurt as well, but it's by Johnny Cash. I know it's a
Of
remake.
course.
It's a remake of Nine Inch Nails.
Crazy good.
But the one by Johnny Cash is about addiction. And when I was getting through my addiction, that song, buddy, if I listen to it once, I listen to it a million times. It's just because it's just so powerful. If you're an addict, that song resonates with you. There's no way
It's an intense song. I mean,
it
that
is.
is just like
It is.
it was great. Like he had an incredible career. But somehow I think that was his last album.
It was. He died not long after. And his
And
voice, you could
man,
tell he was older and didn't have the same voice.
but it
And
was so good.
it
So
suited it
good.
perfect. And he was an old addict, right? I mean, he didn't write it, but it suited his life. It
Oh,
was
totally.
perfect.
Oh, totally. And it's interesting just how we're talking about associations. Like sometimes it's the whole song. Where you're like, you really vibe with it. Sometimes it's just a line. And I heard it the other day, and in the line, and we've both been here. I'm grateful to say that I'm thinking well beyond it, and hopefully are too. But he says the line, and it's a heavy song, and he's like, and I contemplated suicide. You know the song?
Oh, I know the
Dude,
line.
you do, and oh my God, and I was like, man, it's even just that line, and it's like. You can just hear the emotion in his voice, and you know it's real. Like,
Right.
you just know it's true. He's not, and I think that's the thing about lyrics, is that, like, a really great lyricist, sometimes you're right about experiences, but when it's really heartfelt, you just feel it. Like, you're just like,
Yeah, and great lyricists write songs not for them, they write it for other people. So you put your, he had a feeling when he said those words, but he gives it to us, and then we associate our feelings with those words, and they mean something different to all of us. It's like,
totally.
I'll say it, I shouldn't maybe, but I think about you when I hear Suicide Solution by Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, the
Really,
first line of that song is wine is fine, but whiskey's quicker. And it's about killing yourself with booze. It's about alcoholics. And Ozzy was a huge alcoholic that managed to get clean later on in life. But he how he survived, no one knows. He died
God
late.
knows. God
But
knows
he
how he
lived a lot
survived.
older than he should have. But that's a heavy line for an alcoholic. Wine is finer,
100%.
whiskey's quicker.
I don't know that one. I don't know that one, but
Yeah, it's called Suicide Solution. And I used to think about my dad when he was drinking all the time because I wasn't an alcoholic. I don't drink, but it's just like,
wine
holy
is fine,
shit.
but whiskey is
Because
quicker.
you are killing, and the line she goes, wine is fine, whiskey's quicker, suicide is slow with liquor. And it's just, you kind of are. If you're an alcoholic who's not trying to get better, you kind of are killing yourself. It's poison,
Hundred percent,
or if you're a
hundred
drug
percent.
addict or whatever, but it is as far as
Well,
suicide.
yeah. I mean, if we're talking about songs that we associate with each other, I mean, and this isn't—I didn't associate with this song for you until you shared it with me as a song that you really liked, and it's that happy song by NF.
Yes. Yeah.
And I listened to it casually, you know, the first few times, but then I put it on my playlist because I was like, oh, well, Sean likes it, I'll listen to it. But honestly, like, it's a sad song.
It is.
And I'm like, after a while, I didn't even want it on my playlist anymore because I just, I'm not, it's not like, it's not that I,
I
but
get
it became an association with for me, with you every time I heard it. And like the thing that really lands, of course, is like, what he said, what he basically is saying is, I don't even know how I would feel if I was happy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like that has gotta be so hard to feel that way. And so, you know, there's an association. And look, I think we should go back to this idea of the sad songs. Like, I think, you know, there isn't anything wrong. Like you obviously, you know, I'm not going to judge anybody for what they want to listen to or what they want to, you know, associate with. For me, I don't listen to sad songs because I don't necessarily want to feel sad as a
Right.
result of the songs. It's different if you have an association with it and you're just kind of, you know, going through some grief. But for me, I like to listen to happy, upbeat songs because that's how I want my vibration to feel. So I'll ask you this, like, I mean, I'm sure you don't wake up every day and go, oh, I'm going to listen to a bunch of sad music today
No,
because I
no, no.
really feel like feeling
I listen to
sad,
happy stuff too, yeah.
right? So, I think that that's just, is what it is. And it's just a choice. But there is, I think you can easily say, because I think, you know, in reading about music and in understanding, and I think I've just always known this, and I think most people do, that you can shift your mood with your music. So again, if you want to feel more upbeat and happy, upbeat, happy music, here we go. So it's right there. If you want to, you know, I think the thing that I'm getting at is because music is all about tone and vibration and stuff, you can certainly shift your vibration and your tone with music.
You're absolutely right. And that's kind of
Right.
one of the reasons I wanted to have this discussion.
Yeah.
I do lean to sadder songs, and
Yeah.
it's almost like I want to dwell in my sadness. And you know me, I get that way.
Yeah.
I've talked about this through 40 some podcasts, so I don't want to be that way, but
Yeah.
it's who I am. It's hard to break, right? But
Yeah. Yeah.
I do wake up when I set an alarm. I always start the day with Bill Withers' "Lovely Day." I just love that song.
Wow, nice. Yeah, listen to that one too. That's a great
Oh,
song.
and to wake up to that song.
It's just,
That
it's got such a
just,
good vibe, right? It's like
it
so
is.
energetic. He's like,
Oh, it just starts your day off just perfectly, you know. And it's about your
Totally.
wife and your
Totally.
life and your girl and just a lovely day, man. And I love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But then I
Yeah.
catch myself lately listening to A Little Good News by Shaboozey. Like that song just, oh, it's just
Yeah.
literally, I could
I
just
don't
use a
know that one.
little, listen to it. When we get off, I'm asking you to listen to A Little Good News by Shaboozey and you'll see.
Yeah.
It's just
Right.
a guy who's just kind of saying, he says, like, the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. That line resonates with me.
Right.
The devil wouldn't
Right.
walk in my shoes. And I just could use a little good news. And it's just sometimes I feel that way. Like I could just use a little good news, you know, just a little good news. But then to your point of view, which is, I think, probably a better point of view, is you got to make a little good news, you know, like get out there
You do. You do.
and don't wait for it to
You
come to you, right?
do.
But,
You do.
you know, to get off of the sad stuff, I got a couple
Yeah.
songs that it's not sadness. Sometimes they make me cry, but there's a couple songs that make me think of my childhood right away, and I'm sure other people on these songs as well. One is "Cats in the Cradle." Like I think about my dad and my
Yeah,
I
well,
think my dad's and my sons. I think about the whole thing. It's a generational song, right? So
it's such a father and son song.
it is.
I played it maybe a month ago for Tracy, and I mean, she had heard it, of course, but I sang her the lyrics and I got her to really understand the process of what that looks like. And
Right.
she's like, wow, yeah, that is like a seriously powerful song. And it's sad. It's a sad song in a lot of ways.
It
Like it's
is.
a generation of guys who grew up, their dads weren't around, and then they grow up and then they're not around. And it's like, fuck,
And
like,
then when they finally say, "Okay, son, I'm ready for you," the son says, "I'm busy, Dad. Child's sick. I got bills to pay. I'm the same as you, man."
yeah.
And he
And
says,
as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like
like
me.
me.
Yeah, it's a great song, but
But the
it's
most
sad in a lot of
powerful,
ways.
line in that song to me is always "just the other day." A child arrived just the other day. My boy turned 12 just the other day. Went to college just the other day. And to me, that's my life. Like, didn't Mike, wasn't Justin just born? Like, didn't he just go to school? What do you mean he's 35? What are you talking about? I was 35. Like, and
Time flies
you
is the
lost your
point of
dad
that, right?
already. Like, time fucking flies. And we think it doesn't, but it does. In 50 years, no one's gonna be thinking about Sean and Chris. We're gone, man. It's over. Like, unless we become as famous as I think we're gonna one day, I don't know. Maybe will there be statues of Sean and Chris? The Shriveless guys changed the world, and there's a big statue of us. Maybe. And the one that makes me think of my mom, you already know I'm gonna say it. Can you guess?
You've told me my mind's elsewhere,
You
so
are
I
my
can't
sunshine. You are my
join my
sunshine.
sentence, of
Yeah,
course.
that's my mom. She sang that to me. So those are sadder, but they're good memories. Sometimes I tear up when I listen to them, but it's not because I'm sad. It's just the nostalgia. And sometimes, yeah, the cat's in the cradle. Well, it can make me think, oh God, you know what? I did ignore my kids a lot. I was traveling a lot, but you know what? I had to make a living. It's not all about, it's the way it is, but it's not necessarily all your fault. And the last one, my dad was, you said father and son. It's Father and Son by Cat Steven. I mean, that Father and Son by Cat Steven is just, my God. I mean,
For me, my association with my mom is "What a Wonderful World" by Louis Armstrong.
oh my, what a song. What a
Right?
song. I see tears of green. I love that song.
Oh my God,
What a
so
voice.
good. Oh
That's
man,
the song you think about your mom. That's beautiful.
was her favorite song.
That's beautiful. I love that song. Wow. You got anything for your
I mean,
dad or?
the vast majority of my musical associations are with high school.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so for me, like that time in like the mid 80s where I was like 17 years old, on top of the world, nothing could stop me. I was having fun. Life was so simple and, easy.
Yeah.
Van Halen had just come out with
Jump.
1984. Like, it was like, I mean, any Van Halen song for me is like, it just,
Me
I'm in high
too.
school. I might
Me
as
too.
well be in high school, right?
Absolutely. 1984 was changed my world, man. I love that album.
I don't listen to Billy Idol a lot, but if a Billy Idol song comes on, 100%, it's
Cry
like,
more, more, more.
like Simple Minds, like just a bunch of those bands.
Def
It just
Leppard
takes
was
me
big with me. I love Def Leppard.
right back to high school, which I love. And I do have a lot of those. I have a light songs playlist that probably has 1300 songs on it or something. A lot of them are from the 80s and 90s for sure. Just
Me too.
because it makes me feel good. And I love to sing. So like I sing I like whatever the max volume in my car is, it's actually a weird number. It's like 38, which is bizarre, but it is. Even in the morning when I'm starting my day and I'm on my way to work, if one of those songs, I'm just like, it's at 38, I am singing out loud. Like, and we both listen to podcasts and stuff, but there's something about like just starting your day with a few good songs to just get that
Yes.
energy level going. I'm just like, that is me all the time.
That's fantastic. I you do it probably more than me, but I still do the same thing a lot. And I think about songs because we did, I think we've done one on memory. Like, I have such a bad memory lately. But yet a song can come on from 40 years ago and I know every word.
I mean, it's hard
That's
to imagine, and I'm not boasting, but I feel like I probably know how to sing like upwards of 5,000 songs. Like
about
it's
that.
just, it's wild.
It's wild. It's like, and I'm not just talking about, yeah, Jump and the songs I love the most, or Sweet Child of Mine was my favorite song for a long time by Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction, the whole album, but I'm
Oh
talking
my God.
about just goofy songs that were on the radio, that some pop hit I didn't even listen to that much, it comes on and I'm singing along with it. Like, it's like, what?
It's
But
amazing how you can have a memory, and I didn't delve into this at all, but how I don't think everybody's the same with this, not everyone remembers like songs and lyrics as well, but I definitely have an affinity to that. Yeah, people have even commented on it, like, wow, you like know how to sing a lot of songs.
This isn't the topic, but we did one day out. We looked into it, the people screwing up song lyrics because you can't quite understand what they're saying. It was
Yeah,
funny.
so good.
Oh my
So
God.
good.
We used to, me and my sister literally thought Shock the Monkey by Peter Gabriel was Jacques the Monkey.
Jacques, he's French
Yeah.
Canadian. He was a
Yeah.
French Canadian
Yeah.
monkey.
That's what we thought. He thought it was Jacques the Monkey for a long time. And when we found it was Shock, we said, oh, it's Shock. That makes more sense.
That's
Shock the
funny.
Monkey.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've known a few people over the years that love to sing, but they don't know the lyrics.
Yes, my dad.
And you can, you always kind of you scramble through them and you make some stuff up in between. And nowadays with like Spotify and app, like the lyrics are there, so you can there's songs that I've probably been singing on and off for 20 odd years, and then you're like, oh, that's that word. I
Yeah.
feel like I
Yeah.
just didn't realize what.
Absolutely. Well, the way some guys sing songs, it's almost impossible to figure what they're saying. But I was
Some
thinking
of them
about
for sure.
memories too. This isn't sad or bad, but I like when I'm a child, I listened to my music tastes were what my dad and mom's music tastes were. They chose the music, they bought the music. Dad loved Led
Yeah.
Zeppelin and Black Sabbath when I was young. Then he got into stuff like Willie Nelson, and they both loved ABBA, Neil Diamond, ELO. Like we had 8 tracks of ELO and ABBA
Yeah,
and Neil
my buddy's
Diamond.
mom had ELO. I love
Oh,
ELO, and I still do love ELO. Some of those
me
songs,
too.
they just take you right back,
Me too. And
right?
I always love ballads. I love songs that tell stories, like from top to f I love Kenny Rogers. My dad was big into Kenny Rogers. He sang a lot of ballads. Like it was a whole story, right? The Coward of the County or the Gambler or whatever. I love stuff like that. But then, as I got into a teenager, it flipped. I started picking the music, and dad and mom started liking my music. It was really interesting. Yeah, like dad would say, oh, what's that you're listening to? And he would start listening to it, and it kind of evolved into something a little different. We were a very musical family, and it was all vinyl. We loved vinyl. And I remember we got our first CD player. I bought Appetite for Destruction on CD, but I've gone back now. I don't buy CDs, of course. Everyone listens to Spotify, but I do buy some vinyl still. I do like vinyl, so.
I mean, my parents had records. We had parties at our house, so we listened to them. I don't think either. I mean, my dad loved to sing in church for sure, and he loved to sing in general, but he sang like Irish folk songs and
Right.
stuff. And he sang at the pub a lot. Like, I mean, a lot. He's been kicked out of more bars than me and my brother put together for drinking and singing.
Wow, that's
100%.
like singing the Irish folk songs and Danny Boy and stuff.
Sometimes it got to be a bit much, but yes, he definitely, and he had a good voice, don't get me wrong, he loved to sing. And we did. We listened to like the Bee Gees and ABBA and
Oh,
stuff
Bee
when we were
Gees.
kids. But when you said, oh yeah, then your parents started to like your music, there's no fucking chance in hell that my parents liked the music I was listening to. Like, I'm sure I told this story, but my mom went to LA with my dad and they were coming back and they would always bring me stuff when they were away. Do you need something when I'm coming back from the trip? And I was like, yeah, I'd like a couple of albums. And I was like, yeah, I'd like AC/DC, Highway to Hell. And another one, but they were both sounded or like and like Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil, and my mom's like, I am not buying you either of those.
That's devil music.
She did, which is the funny part.
Yeah.
But there was no chance that they were listening to anything I listened to. But they eventually gave me their stereo. Maybe they got a new one. I had a stereo in my room, and I'd be like, just fucking
Me
like,
too.
I'd have that shit at 11, right?
The Poly
And
house was shaking all the time because my dad had the house shaking all the time, or I did. Like you
Did
around
he? Yeah.
or you could hear the music. It was just known. We just Neighbors probably hated us. We crank music all the time. So,
Did you catch that? Reference to I turned it to 11?
yeah. They're making Spinal Tap 2 right now.
I know. Oh my God. Is it not one of the funniest movies ever made? Like, it is
Ever
just
made.
ridiculously
Ever
stupid.
made.
Oh
And
my God.
And I was worried about Spinal Tap 2 beaming. It's like, uh-oh, but it's the same actor, it's the same director, it's the same everything. So I think it's going to be good. Apparently, they're looking for a drummer. So remember
So
Stonehenge? They
good.
got Stonehenge, and it's like, it's only 11 inches high. Or the zucchini, cucumber, or the zucchini wrapped in a tin foil. What a movie.
Yeah,
You know what?
great.
But it's neat talking about all this because you made me think of something. How music, I remember when the devil stuff was a big deal. Like Elvis, people used to,
Totally.
Elvis was too sexual because he was shaking his hips. And then I remember in my time, like they thought people, kids were killing themselves over music and people were doing bad things over music and people were getting, like
For
he was
sure.
going to courts. Like people, this was a serious
For
thing.
sure.
And I think about how different. Well, I remember my Shonda's father, who's very religious. I love the man. I'm not, but I remember I was taking her to see Def Leppard, and they refused. They said, "No way, that's Satan music. You're not going to Def Leppard." And we were both like, "Have you listened to Def Leppard? It's not Satan music. It's
No,
girl
it was
loving
like
music. It's
borderline pop.
yeah, exactly. Like this ain't what you think it is." But nowadays music seems. I remember Two Live Crew came out with an album. It was like a rap album, and it was
Oh
all.
my God, dude.
And people lost their mind over that album because it was
There
of
was some bad,
there was. But compared to
Hey, you
today,
want some pussy? Yeah, you know the song,
I
right?
do because it was such a, oh my God, they're saying this, right? And I remember it was all over the news. But you think about what they say in songs today, that was tame. They will say
Oh my
anything
God.
today.
Well,
The
I mean,
gloves
I think we
off.
all remember when like warnings first started coming out on albums,
Yes.
whatever, explicit warnings. I mean, yeah, like, you know, I think we could touch on a few like real game changers in the history of music, but like Eminem, like when he started, like some of the shit he started singing was just like, holy fuck, like,
Yep.
what is he talking about?
You couldn't believe he was saying it. Like it was like,
Unbelievable.
what? And I won't even say it on this podcast, but then there was you could buy for a long time the clean version and the explicit version of an album. I bought it. It was wild. But who wanted the clean version? Like, no way, you know. And I remember it's funny you said there, this memory. I was at a store, a little store inside a hotel, like a gift store, and there was this little cute, like 15-year-old, 16-year-old girl working the thing, and she was listening to an Eminem album. No, Dr. Dre album. And I'm like, you should not be listening to that album. I felt like a father. Like, what are you listening to? I know what that album's about, you know? But those days seem to be over. No one seems to that battle seems to have got lost. People say whatever they want to say now, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think a few years ago, like Wet Ass Pussy and a couple songs was like, wow, this is pretty wild, but okay, even that, even for me. But yeah, like it's become,
I don't
I
like
think,
it.
open expression.
It
I
is
don't
open
either
expression, but
particularly, but.
I wish there was a little more control. I find it very classless. I think it's too much. I don't know why. I just think it's too much.
Yeah. Again, I think it becomes like a Fifth Amendment right to be able to say and do and whatever you want. And hey, we have a choice to listen to it or not listen to it. It's hard. I mean, it's art. Like at the end of the day, if I wanted to write a book about whatever, I could write a book about whatever. If I want to paint a picture about whatever, I can paint it. If people want to look at it, great. If they don't, they don't. And so
Absolutely. Absolutely.
it pushes the boundaries, I think, though, and that's a great thing. But it can be divisive for as well, as you just mentioned. Like that's the thing. And you know, if we're tying music into like health and well-being and you know the benefits of it, like there's a lot to be said for like community around music, like going to a concert. Like you've been to a lot of concerts, I've been to a lot of concerts. I don't think I can look back and regret any concert that I ever went to. I just loved the experience of being able to see someone make music. Like it's one thing to listen to it on the radio, but it's a whole other level when you're standing there and you can see the guy's fingers like playing the bass guitar and the sound that's coming out. To me, it goes back to, you know, the episode that we did on I mentioned it in the text. It goes back to like reverence. I'm just like, I find that fucking incredible. I
Incredible.
find it incredible that we've, you know, as human beings have developed instruments and that people can play them like that. It's just like, wow. It's just like,
It doesn't make
and
sense. And
I was
what?
talking to a young
Go ahead.
I was talking to a young gentleman at the farm recently, a couple of weeks ago, and I said, he was listening to some music. I said, "Oh, what do you listen to?" And he's like, "Oh, I love like 80s, 90s rock." And I was like, "Oh, wow." And he had heard me listening to some Honeymoon Suite or something. He's like, "Oh, I love that." And he's like 19. And I'm like, "What?" Anyway, I thought that was great. But I'm like, "Oh, have you been to any concerts?" And he's like, "No." And I'm like, "Dude, like, you gotta, like, I mean, he lives out in the middle of nowhere, but I'm like, you gotta, like, it's such an experience, and it's such a community, and there's such a feeling, like an energy, that when you're there and like the band comes out on the stage and they open up with whatever song, and you're just like, oh, when you're just like,
And then your favorite song comes on, and you're just like, oh my
oh
God,
my God,
the
man. And like,
encore. And it's and
I
I
mean,
always
I'm
thought,
so
what's it feel like to be an artist? What's it feel like to walk out in front of 20,000 people or more and they're just screaming for you and you're looking at them? And then something you wrote 20 years ago and everybody knows every word. You wrote it.
it's insane. I
And
can't
everybody
imagine.
knows
I
every
can't.
word. I
It's
don't get it.
gotta be. To me, there's like a there's an there's obviously, we talked about energy. There's an energy to that that is like gotta be like second to none. Like, that's like the ultimate orgasm. It's just like,
It's
oh
got to
my,
be.
like, you're just like, you must just feel like you're like the king of the world. I mean, ego and whatever aside, but you created that and people love it. And there's like, I think there's a lot of love and community in that. And I think that's an incredibly beautiful thing. And like,
Music can connect people. I used to take like Shonda to a concert. We'd hold hands and sing along, and you know, I've cried at every concert I've been at. I've cried like.
really?
Oh yeah, songs come on, the sad ones, and I'm just like, I mean, Home Sweet Home, Motley Crue played it, I was bawling.
Oh
We
man,
saw
yeah.
Elton John in Moncton. We were really close to him. It was just him, no band, just him and his piano. He played for a couple hours, and you talk about not understanding, how can that much sound become out of one piano and one man? It's unbelievable.
Incredible.
And the screen would show his fingers up close. He hasn't got long fingers, and he's just, it's like, what is going on? How can a human do that?
That's amazing.
You
That's
swear it was a
amazing.
20-piece band,
Yeah, I have
and Dad was,
incredible respect for the creation of music.
oh,
And
and to get off of the sad thing and that, and you said Eminem, it made me want to mention a song. When I took over from my dad, I used to do product knowledge with my father, but I was like, you know, I used to say he was Batman, I was Robin, right? I just would make a joke, but I remember when he got hurt and I had to take over the business. I had to go to Gallery One and do a product knowledge on my own. And buddy, I was scared to death. There's 20 people there that all knew more than I did. And I was a kid and I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? And I pulled in that parking lot. I wanted to run and I put on Lose Yourself by Eminem and I just cranked it. And it was like, you only got one shot. Do not miss you, Dick. And that's what I felt like. I got one chance at this, right? And I went in and I killed it. I killed it. Everyone said, man, some people said that was better than your old man. Like, way to go. And maybe they were being nice, whatever. But I still listen to that song before PK to this day. I listen to that
And
song.
that's definitely a thing. I've certainly done it. I'm sure that a lot of people, it's like, you see it in locker rooms before football games and things, like they do the hype up, right? And it's with music, right? And you see it at countless sporting events where if it's a tennis player or something, they're coming out, they got their headphones on, maybe they've got a playlist. F1 guys do it for sure. Like, I don't know, they're not always listening to music. Maybe they're listening to whatever vibrational frequencies to increase their vibe, but people use music as a tool to energize themselves, no question. And I like to wear headphones too. Like, if I'm gardening or cutting the
Me
grass,
too.
like, I've got the
Me
head
too.
that, like, now you're like so in your own world with that. Like, you kind of have to like gauge occasionally, how, oh, is there anybody out here? Like, I'm singing out loud, and like, you really can like just disappear into your own world. And I talked to a couple of other people this week about it, and that's certainly something that a lot of kids would have done, in their teens. A lot of kids were kind of, maybe they were going through it at school, or they didn't have a lot of friends, and they would just go into their room or whatever and just like get into the music. And that is like, and it's also like in the same, like, not only are you getting into the music, but you're getting out of your own head. You
Exactly.
have headphones on and you're listening to music, there's no room for you to go, oh, I'm such an asshole. Like, you do, like, it's
Right.
blocked. And
It's like
that, I think, is,
music is like a friend. It's like it
I don't,
ensures
yeah, I don't want to call it
you feel
like
better.
escaping, but it is like,
It
you're like,
is
okay, I don't
for
have to listen
sure.
to myself for a bit, I'll listen to somebody else.
And what about love songs? You talk about being
Mm.
chivalrous guys and what music can do for you. I mean, music, when I was a teenager, when I there was girls I thought I was in love with, and I associate a song with them, or songs would give me the inspiration or the words to say something to somebody. Or and I this was the thing that my kids would laugh at us because I think it's a thing of the very old past, but a lot of couples had their song. Like Shonda and me
Oh,
had.
100%. I can name five songs that were by mine and my girlfriend's songs
Right.
from like high school,
My
like right now.
Sean and me had When I'm With You by Sheriff. That was our song. To this day, that's our song. And
All right.
it's not the greatest band of all time. It's not the greatest song of all time. But at our point in our life, that was our song. It meant a lot to us. And the kids laughed at me. I said, oh, this it came on one day. And I said to the kids, I said, that's your mom and my song. And they looked at it and said, what are you talking about? Your song. I'm like, well.
Right,
It's our
right.
song, man. I don't understand, but it was. It meant
Yeah,
music was such
yeah.
a music is was, is, and continues to be such a huge part of my life. And I think it does to not to even, and you didn't do this, I'm not talking about you, but to even question that it's not part of mental health and it's ridiculous. It can make you, like we've just talked about, it can make you fall in love, it can give you inspiration, it can bring you together as a community, it can make you sad, it
Yeah.
can make you happy, it can make you not feel alone. It does so much. It's such a powerful tool that we all have access to.
Yeah, and we mentioned this on this other podcast because I remember looking it up, but I feel like it's like 60 to 70% of all music is related to love.
Wow.
It's huge,
Yeah, that's
right?
crazy.
So it's such a positive energy and a positive vibration for the world, I think, in general. So yeah, I mean,
And good
I
things have been done. Think about We Are the World and Live Aid for AIDS. I remember Queen came out at Live Aid and they just
oh my
killed
God.
it, man. Freddie Mercury came out and it blew
And
away
if you
everybody
saw,
else.
yeah, and if you saw the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, which I'm sure you did, they were like a last minute add-on, and then they like
Yes.
basically stole the whole show.
Stole the whole show. It's no, a
Oh
lot of
my
people didn't know
God.
who they were, and they just came out. I mean, Freddie Mercury was one of the all-time greatest singers. I mean, unbelievable voice. Just oh, and he sings a song called Show Must Go On, another sad song, but that's another song that I love. And
Oh,
it's just
yeah.
about being, and you know, he wrote that song when he was dying from AIDS. And it was literally, you know, my makeup's flaking and I don't feel like it, but the show has to go on. I got to go out and do it anyway, even though I didn't feel like it. And it's pretty powerful, man. It's pretty powerful.
So powerful. I of course, I like to think about who are the greatest artists of all time. That's a tricky one, of course.
Yeah, and it's, you know, based on opinion, but it's tough.
And there's also who are some of the biggest influencers of music and even generational change. That one didn't seem as hard to me. I mean the Beatles, I feel like they changed music forever.
They did.
There was just
And Elvis before them. Elvis changed.
Elvis, for sure. Even Bob Dylan, I mean, just like an incredible songwriter, and
But I
he
think
was
the
a
Beatles were the
protester.
biggest. I think the Beatles
He
were
was
the
a
biggest.
protester, yeah. I mean, I think of Bob Marley too. He brought reggae around the world. Just some of his songs were just so beautiful, and he would just seem like such a kind and loving. His music was just all about love and connection.
Absolutely. And think about
And then,
what Motown did, like as a you know, black artists and black music came out of Motown and it was
yeah,
incredible.
Aretha Franklin, Louis Armstrong,
Temptations, all those people.
even John Lennon, of course, as as an individual, when he kind of as far as movement towards peace and that kind of thing. I feel like even Nirvana.
Yes.
They changed the generation of
Yeah,
people.
they did.
They gave younger people an opportunity to just be themselves and kind of step out of kind of the rigid, I don't know, American culture, let's say. Even U2, I think, as a political band, they just really changed. I mean, for the longest time, I feel like Sunday Bloody Sunday was Especially the live version of that song, man,
Yes.
I that just gives me goosebumps, like even talking about it. And I saw U2 when they came for the ZooTV tour. It was like for sure one of the top 10 concerts I've ever seen. Like they
Yeah.
just
I've seen them a couple times too, and they were unbelievable. Unbelievable.
but you know, a couple of people that I thought of that I couldn't help think of, and they're obviously not modern day, but Beethoven and Mozart, like to me, like the music that they produced,
Surreal. It doesn't make sense.
it so is. I mean, like we could play the Fifth Symphony or you know various things, and it's like basically everyone knows them. But I mean, like Mozart went deaf. Like he was composing at the age of 5, and he only lived to like be like 35 years old. And I feel like he I feel like and the reason I bring this up is like to me, like, and again, I don't want to make this like religious or spiritual, but like that's like God-given talent. Like I don't think you like that
It has to be. It
There's
has to.
something like divine intervention in that that is like, how does that happen? Like, how,
He's hearing
you know?
something that we're not hearing. Like there's something going on. I remember the movie Amadeus. The guy that was such an old genius was so jealous of him. He couldn't understand it. It was just like, how can this kid be doing what he's doing, you know? And you think about how
Yeah.
old those songs are. I mean, centuries old, and we're still can go bump, 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 and you know what it is, you know? Like it's
Totally.
crazy. Or Flight of the Valkyries or some of these old songs. Like you're right. And like music, those guys were, like you said, they had to be God-given. It had to be something.
Something about it, eh? I don't
And there was
know.
also musical movements, like the 60s was love and Woodstock and, you know, peace and hey, everything's free,
Yeah.
you know, and then the 70s was disco and a little bit different. The 80s were the video age, you know. It was
Yes,
something
yes.
completely
Yeah.
different. And then the 90s
Yeah.
was like grunge and stuff. And then for
Yeah.
a whole culture that's not my culture was rap. I mean,
Rap for sure. I mean, I love rap. I mean, rap
I do
is to
too.
me, it's like it is really one of the purest forms of musical poetry in a lot of ways. And it was just like so from the heart. Like, not that other music wasn't, but this had just a different edge to it to me.
And a lot of people thought rap was going to be like a flash in the pan. And now rap influences almost every song in the world. Like it's just pop
Yeah.
songs, especially. Like rap is just culture. It's the biggest. It's up there with
Yeah.
every other
And then
genre.
techno and various other things came right along after that. And I'm again, I mean, I think, you know, we tend, I don't, I shouldn't say we tend. I don't want to generalize. I have in my life, I like pop. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I do. Like,
Me
again,
too.
it's like it's entertaining, it's fun. I don't think my depth of knowledge in music is great by any stretch of imagination. I never really was a country guy. I kind of like a bit of country, but I haven't really delved into it to say that I do or don't like it. I mean, there's a song that I like. It's called I Love Music. And he's like, you know, people define it into genres, rock, R&B, and all this. He's like, it's either good or bad
Bingo. You
to
said it,
me.
brother.
And that's, you know, that, and that's enough. But,
Same way. I'm a very eclectic taste. If you saw my playlist, you go, how can this be one person? It's got classic,
Right.
it's got rap, it's got country, it's got hard rock, it's got
Right.
metal, it's got
Right.
Celine
Right.
Dion. Like it's got the Backstreet
Yeah.
Boys, One Direction. You name it, man. It's got K-pop.
Yeah.
I like it all. If it's a good song, it's a
Yeah.
good song. And
Yeah.
K-pop is the new one. That's not my stuff, but it's huge. Korean pop.
Yeah.
I mean, remember
Crazy,
when
yeah.
Gangnam Style came out? I mean,
Yeah, of
I didn't even know what
course.
he was saying. No idea.
No.
Open Gangnam Style. We
No.
were all
And
dancing. It was crazy.
it was the first YouTube video to get like 1 billion views,
Oh,
maybe?
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
It was nuts.
Amazing.
But music is just, you know, I and to go along, like, you know, I know we got to wrap it up, but I tried to think of, and this is like you said, the best artist. I was going to ask you, what's your favorite song? Is that such a thing? Can you name your
Yeah, no,
favorite?
that's easy for me. My favorite song is Stairway to Heaven. It has been for 30, 40 years now.
Great song.
For a couple of reasons. One, it's just such a high school song that I remember so well. Like, it
Yeah.
was always the last song at the Friday night dance, always,
You want
right?
to have a good looking girl with you on that
And you're
one.
scrambling to find the girl or your whatever,
Because
right?
it's a long song.
I just love the lyrics. I just love the way it's written. It's not to say that Zeppelin's my favorite band. They're not. But for me, that song, it's just, and if you listen to like 100 greatest songs of all time, it's usually number one, right?
It is a great, good pick. Good
It
pick.
just, it's impactful for me. So that's mine for sure.
Yeah, that's a great pick. I mean,
Yeah.
and it's funny you said it's a couple of things you said made me realize you were in Ontario or wherever you were. I was in New Brunswick, but I loved
Yeah.
1984, and I used to finish dances with the Stairway to Heaven. Like we were so far apart, but still so much the same, right? But my favorite song is easy for me too. It's the live version, not the regular version, the live version of Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits. That song,
Yes, you've told me that. I
God,
know.
what
And
song.
I've listened to it.
It's
Yes.
near
Yeah.
perfect. It's near perfect. And it
Yeah,
makes
and look, I
people.
yeah. And I love a lot of other songs. Don't get me
Oh,
wrong.
of
There could
course.
be a bunch that I could add in there. But I mean, like, for example, like I've come to really love in the last few years Walking in Memphis because of you, and we listen to it. And every time I hear it, it's like I just love it. I love it.
Me too.
And
It's great.
it's but again, I love the whole song, but it's that moment. To me, it's like a crescendo in the moment. And she says, like, what I can't
Tell
remember
me,
what
are you
exactly.
a Christian child?
Yeah, he says, "Man, I am tonight." I
Tonight.
just like it's
It
just like so good,
is
right?
true. And I
It's
think if
just
you were down at
the
some bar in Memphis listening to that in
feeling.
gospel music, you'd be, I am tonight. Like you can't
I
you see
am
it, man?
tonight, and I just
Absolutely.
love that. I love
Yeah.
that. And there's just so much. I think so many takeaways from this, like just the great vibration you can get from music, the great mood you can get, the associations with all different things, and. There's just so much to music. There was, but there's also like I will just touch on this quickly because I think you know about it. I'm sure a lot of people know about it, but there's a lot of pain in music for a lot of people, right? And there's a lot of people who struggle. And there's always like I thought about it while I was doing this, but there's the 27 Club, right? All the
Oh, I know.
27-year-olds, like so Brian Jones from Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse—they were all 27. They all died, and it was either suicide or drugs for the most part, right?
So young.
But there's a lot of emotion that goes into being an incredibly celebrated pop star, right? You throw your heart into it. It's like. And the fame and the fortune and everything that goes along with it. And we've all, we've watched the movies of Motley Crue and Ozzy and like the fucking lifestyle that these guys live at Guns N' Roses, like it's pretty insane,
Unreal.
man. And even
Thomas.
David Bowie, I mean, he lived a crazy life and he was sober for a long, long, long time before he eventually passed away. But I mean, yeah, I didn't even mention David Bowie's name. Like there's another guy. Like there's just so many great artists over the years. It's just
So
such a
many. And
beautiful,
it's like we both said our favorite song, but I had favorite songs at different times in my life, that I loved, Sweet Child of Mine was a big one for a long time. November Rain,
Oh,
Guns,
me
I was a
too.
huge Guns N' Roses. November Rain is a perfect song.
Ah,
It's just perfect,
for sure.
but and the last thing I'll say is about love. I think we should end on love. But I used to, as a kid, I thought people used to serenade people when they were in love with someone. Like literally serenade them, get down and sing a song
Absolutely.
to them, right? Like
Yeah.
that's a brave move. And even and we all think of that movie when they hold the Ghetto Blaster up, right? And plays In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. I mean, that's a big moment. But and I used to, I'm gonna end this, my last thing I'm gonna say is I used to make mixtapes for Shonda. And
Nice.
it was like a message, like listen to this. These all mean something. I don't know if she thought it when she listened to them, but to me it was a big deal. Like, oh, you're listening,
For
they get
sure.
the point,
For sure.
But I think we've just, it's like all our podcasts, we've just skimmed the surface. And there's so many more things to talk about. And I do think it goes along with our podcast. I think we've talked about, we didn't even mention gospel music. I used to sing hymns in church that meant a lot to me. And I was always mad that I don't have any musical talent. Like I don't play an instrument and I can't hold a note, but I love to sing. I'm just not good at it. And
Yeah.
it used to be a song by Harry Chapin. I loved Harry Chapin. And there was a guy that said music was his life, but it was not his livelihood. Like he tried to make a living,
Right.
but couldn't, but it still was his life. And my wife can play the piano beautifully. She was taught by the nuns when she was young, and she can, and she doesn't play. And it drives me crazy because I'm like, if I could play, I'd play. But,
Oh my God. Yeah.
and both of my children play music. My youngest son can play any instrument, anything. He plays guitars, bass, drums, you name it. And they're all musical. They get it from their mother. And it's a wonderful thing. And my son gets mad at me because I say, oh, I wish I had your gift. He goes, Dad, my gift was I worked really hard at it. Okay. Like, you always talk about it, but you don't do it. And that's standard Sean Pauly. You know, I'm a big idea
Right.
guy. So, anyway, I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same way. I tried playing guitar for a while. I couldn't. I just could not. I just did two plus two just didn't add up to four. And I just like, but I do like to sing. I've sang in church. I've sang a few songs in front of people,
You're a
and
good
I think
singer.
I'm
You
okay. But
yeah, you can
not.
hold a note. I'm tone deaf. You're not bad.
But yeah, I think you want to end on love. I one of the and we listened to Elvis when I was a kid too. But you listen to some of the Elvis songs, like I feel like Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh my God,
Beautiful.
like if you can do anything for yourself, maybe listen to that one today, because that is just like what a voice he had.
Suspicious Minds. Oh,
Yeah,
I love
I
that
know.
song. I love the
Yeah.
Dwight Yoakam version of that too. It's a good song.
Or Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton. Right?
Oh my God. Or what's that song he wrote after his son died? Tears in Heaven. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
His
Yeah.
son fell out a window and died, and then he
Yeah.
wrote that song. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's talk about
Yeah.
just to have the courage to sing that song. You know, it's
100%. Yeah.
all right. Well, listen, I really enjoyed this. It cheered me up.
Yeah, it
Maybe
was
I'm being a
fun.
little selfish on this title because I wanted to talk about
No, it was all
it.
good. It
But
was all good.
I
It
think it
was
worked out well.
it's been a rough little while for you. And I like I said, I was like, okay, well, what do we, but I think the point of the whole thing is like music can certainly be a good release. It can be an emotional release, good, bad, sad, good, like whatever. But there's a lot of good stuff that comes from music. And I think enjoy
Absolutely.
it, listen to it, get out of your own head. That's all good stuff.
Exactly. It'll help. It'll
Right.
help, I promise you.
Yeah, for sure.
And we all know that whenever people hear this song, they think chivalrous guys.
That's right.
Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday.
All right, brother. Love you.
Rock and roll.
Peace.
Love you too.